Greenside, the IGA podcast.
Also, Mike McCoy, the 2013 U.S.
Zach Johnson, now a two-time major champion after becoming the winner of the 144th Open Championship.
All right, welcome to Greenside, the IGA podcast. Here, Clint Brown with you. Got guest Trevor Ulestad, 2017 Iowa Amateur Champion, and almost went back-to-back, got in a playoff with Tripp Keeney at TCI. Trevor, how you been?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Trevor, you grew up in Jewell, I know. Why don't we just start from the beginning? How'd you get started in the game, and what do you remember from those early days of junior golf, or even before maybe you got into competitive golf?
Yeah, so I grew up in Jewell. For those who aren't familiar, it's just a tiny little town about 25 minutes north of Ames. There's only about 1,200 people, so it's just your classic Iowa small town. But I grew up across the railroad tracks from our little nine-hole track there in town, Jewell Golf. So I would just go over there in the summer times and smack it around. My dad was a high school golf coach for South Hamilton High School, so
sure,
I would kind of hang out with them after school sometimes in the spring. But I really didn't get into competitive golf until high school. I played a lot of other sports, played a ton of baseball in the summertime and basketball camps, played football as well. So golf was never really a competitive thing for me. It was just kind of for fun to pass the time, something to do when I was really little. But once I got into high school, I kind of got hooked on the competitive aspect of it. So just kind of went on from there.
Well, Trevor, I'm a little bit older than you, but I want to say, first of all, hats off to your dad, because I can remember when I was in high school, South Hamilton Jewell was, I mean, they were a force in golf. And
it's
funny to hear these stories, you know, of schools, you know, that just have the little nine-hole track, you know, and probably just go around and around and around. But I feel like, and I'll let you kind of expand on this, you know, courses like that, you kind of learn how to play, don't you?
Absolutely. We used to have a driving range when I was in high school, but it's a cornfield now, so it's not there.
Sure.
There really wasn't much of a range. We had to go out and pick up our own balls, and they were just kind of sit out in the grass and bake in the sun all summer. So they were really not very good balls to hit. But yeah, we would just kind of go out in the course and practice and just learn how to score, you know, just get it around. And I grew up playing. I didn't really grow up practicing, so to speak. So I think that's a good way to learn the game for sure.
Trevor, looking back, do you kind of remember a time where your game kind of took off as a junior, where you kind of felt like, hey, this is something I can do?
Yeah, probably. So my freshman and sophomore year, we had a good team in high school, but I was kind of like the 3 and 4 guy on the team, just because I was pretty new to tournament golf. I was shooting probably in the low 40s for 9 holes. But probably my junior year, I would say I got pretty good. And then the senior year, you know, got a little better that year too. So probably my junior year of high school is when I started thinking, wow, maybe I kind of want to try and do this in college. So yeah, it was just kind of a steady, you know, just got better steadily in high school.
Sure. But just kind of kept getting better and better, and experience, and probably learning from mistakes and different situations. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Trevor, so you graduate high school. What, where'd you go from there?
So after high school, I played for 2 years at Indian Hills Community College down in Ottumwa, which was great. I mean, for those who aren't familiar, it's one of the better junior college programs in the country. And I would say one of the better college programs in the state in general. You know, it's probably Iowa, Iowa State, and I would say Indian Hills is right up there too. They have a good track record of sending guys onto Division I golf, which is why I wanted to go there. That was kind of my goal. And in high school, I didn't really play many junior golf or national tournaments, so I didn't really get my name out there, so to speak, to the bigger programs. And that was kind of my goal, was to play Division I. So when Indian Hills offered me a spot on the team, I took it right away. I was super excited. And so I spent 2 years there. We won a national championship my freshman year as a team, which was really cool. And then sophomore year. I didn't really have many offers still. And then my sophomore year in the fall, I won the national preview, which is a really big tournament.
Sure.
In the fall, and then I started getting a bunch of interest from four-year schools. And probably a month and a half later, I signed on to University of Missouri. They offered me a spot, and I took it and finished out the spring at Indian Hills. And yeah, went on to Missouri.
Trevor, I'm curious, and I've, like I said, I've been around a little bit and coached a little bit. Tell me about Indian Hills and what makes that just what it is. Is it just the competitiveness? Is it you know, the coaching? Is it a little bit of everything? Just tell me about Indian Hills and what kind of makes that so special down there? Because like you said, it's been a great program for so long.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I think it's just kind of a winning, at least when I was there, it was just kind of like everywhere you went, you just were expected to win. Mm-hmm. It was just kind of like
attitude.
A winning,
yeah.
It was just a winning attitude. And I think that's huge. Also, you know, the coaches I had when I were there really pushed us to get better, which mm-hmm. is what you want as a junior college. Cause you know, that's kind of, everyone's there to get to the next level. Kind of, we're not really there to, everyone's using it as a stepping stone.
Yeah,
even the coaches,
stepping stone.
Really.
Exactly. I mean, yeah, sure.
So we're, you know, everyone there is really hungry to get better. And it was just a great atmosphere, and everyone was, you know, really pushing each other to get better. So it was great.
Yeah. So you go off to Missouri, Trevor, what was that like?
It was great. It was great, man. A lot different than Indian Hills, just like the resources. You know, it's crazy. You show up and you get like 20 golf shirts. just the stuff that they hand out is just crazy, you know. And then it's obviously just a bigger campus. You know, going to school at a bigger school is a lot different. Indian Hills, you know, is a really small school. The academics weren't like they were at Missouri. It was an adjustment, but I really liked it. You know, it was great. We got to travel all over the country and play amazing golf courses against some of the best players in the world and the amateurs. So it was a great experience for me, and I was lucky to go there.
Sure. Trevor, you kind of led me into my next question. Are there some tournaments that you kind of remember or courses you were able to play while you're at Missouri, and maybe also some individuals that you played against?
Yeah. Courses that come to mind. So our conference tournament, the SEC tournament, was at Sea Island.
Okay.
So I got to play there 2 years, which is great. Right there on the ocean down in St. Simons Island, Georgia. They have a PGA Tour event there every year. What else? We got to play the Prairie Club up in Nebraska.
Sure.
That was that was one of my favorites. That course is just amazing. We got to travel to Hawaii twice and play there at a place called Makai, Princeville Makai. It was like a jungle. It was amazing. so that was really cool. We really didn't play any bad courses. It was all different. We got to, you know, we went down to Florida a bunch, Alabama, Georgia. So, yeah, it was great. We got to go all over the place.
Probably a lot of experiences where you probably had to pinch yourself and say, boy, I'm not in Jewel anymore, right?
Yeah, there was this one time we were at SECs and we got into match play. So the top eight teams go to match play. And actually, it was before match play, but we were playing pretty well. And we were paired up with LSU and Alabama. And they have a big rivalry going. And then it was us,
sure,
kind of the third wheel in that group. And I remember turning to my coach, I'm like, this is crazy, man. Like, you know, Alabama, LSU, and us. And I think we might have beat Alabama that
really?
Time. But
nice.
But that was one of the moments where I kind of looked at my coach, I'm like, this is pretty cool. Like, I never thought I would be in this level. Like, mm-hmm. it was pretty mm-hmm. cool. So,
Trevor, did you start playing IGA stuff kind of when you got into college? I apologize. I guess I don't know exactly when you started playing our stuff.
Yeah, I think towards the end of high school, I might have started playing.
Okay.
Like the Iowa AM and match play. And then I played some Iowa Junior Tour stuff.
Okay.
But yeah, I think I played in some IGA stuff maybe towards the end of my high school. So,
okay.
Yeah.
I'd like you to talk a little bit about that 2017 Iowa Am at Cedar Rapids Country Club. That was pretty special, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was great. That was one of my bigger wins that I've ever had. But yeah, that was really cool to get in contention. I think before that I was never in contention at like a bigger event like that. So it was kind of me and Brock mm-hmm. Everett.
Brock Everett, yep.
Kind of battling that. It out. And that was great, you know, Cedar Rapids Country Club. What an amazing course. It was a sweet venue. And yeah, what I remember was, you know, going to the last day, it was just, I had this weird sense of calm. And I was like, I thought it was strange because I'd never really been in that position. But, you know, it was a great day. And I had some family there watching and following along. So it was special.
Pretty good experience and something yeah. I'm sure you reflect back on, you know, when you get into those situations again, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It's something I definitely think about and draw back on. So
Trevor, you finish up at Missouri. Did you decide that you were going to kind of chase the, you know, the professional game right away or how, go through that kind of decision-making, I guess, of your next step?
Yeah. So I had an extra semester to get my degree at Missouri.
Okay.
Not all my credits transferred from Indian Hills. So I had a little bit of schoolwork to do. And so I had a semester to kind of evaluate what I wanted to do going forward. And, you know, I was torn. I was an average college player. I didn't have sponsors really offering me money to go play golf and stuff. So, you know, it was a kind of a hard decision, but I just, something was pushing me to give it a shot. So I just figured, you know, I didn't want to be old and regret not trying, you know, while I'm young. So I figured I'd give it a shot. And, you know, kind of what you were asking about earlier, other people I've played against, there's been, you know, more than a handful of guys who are on the PGA Tour now that I've played alongside. You know, one of my teammates at Missouri, Hayden Buckley, just mm-hmm. finished second over in Hawaii.
Yeah.
And so seeing kind of the success that, you know, other guys had, and, you know, I played with guys who were top amateur players in the world, like in the same group. And I really didn't think I was far off from them. So it's a pretty fine line. So I figured I'd give it a shot and, you know, see what happens.
See if you can catch lightning in a bottle, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So Trevor, kind of tell us about maybe kind of your experiences so far, you know, where you've played and kind of some tours you've, you know, you've made a run at, I guess.
Yeah. So I turned pro beginning of 2019.
Okay.
And I went to Canada Q School, PGA Tour Canada, and got conditional status. So I went up there for a couple Mondays, but, you know, I've been mostly playing mini tour stuff in the summertime. Been to Corn Ferry Q School 3 times. I made it to second stage 1 time. I have conditional status right now on PGA Tour Latin America. But it's not great status. I haven't gotten into it.
Working on it. Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. It's tough, but yeah, mostly just been playing mini tour stuff, some, you know, a Monday qualifier here or there. And,
yeah, Trevor, what, you know, you played, you know, SEC golf, you know, Division I golf, that's high level golf. And in my opinion, what's been the biggest adjustment for you going from that level to, you know, the professional game and trying to, you know, improve your status and get out there?
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, you go from SEC, like Power 5 golf, where, you know, money isn't really a thing and you're obviously not paying for anything. And, you know, you turn pro and it's just kind of a money thing and resources, you know, for me, trying to find a place to practice, you know, how am I going to pay my bills, all that stuff. And, you know, the courses you play in mini tour golf aren't nearly as nice as what we played in college. And that's just what it is. But yeah, it's just for me, the biggest hurdle has been just kind of resources and money. It's expensive to do this. And that's kind of been the biggest hurdle. But, you know, I'm just got to try and do what you can with what you got and maximize the opportunities you can provide yourself. So
keep grinding, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Trevor, are you a guy that likes to play, go out and play more? Or are you a guy that likes to go to the range and beat a lot of balls? Or is it a mix? Or what's kind of your game plan, I guess, in that regard?
Yeah, I if it were up to me, I would rather just play golf all the time and not really practice at all. I get more out of, you know, being on the course. Like, I'll practice on the course, like maybe play a few balls or something like that. But, you know, that was a good thing about, you know, Jewel, is I can just play golf as much as I want. It's not very busy and there's no tee times. I can just bounce around different holes. But now, especially where I'm at now down in Arizona, it's really busy. So you kind of have to get creative with it. But yeah, I'm not a big like swing guy. Like, I try and stay away from that because it's not really my golf personality, I guess you could say. I'd rather just, you know, go out and play and see my targets and try and hit golf shots. But, you know, it doesn't mean I'll never work on my swing or never hit balls, but I'd rather get out in the golf course whenever I can, for sure.
Trevor, you mentioned you're down in Arizona, and we talked offline that you were in Phoenix. Do you have some places that you play more often, or are you kind of playing kind of where you can, or what's that looking like for you?
Yeah, so I actually, I'm a caddy at a club down here. So I do that almost full time, just to pay my bills and stuff. But I'm a member at a club called Arrowhead Country Club. It's over in Glendale.
Yeah.
It's just kind of a busy club, but it's something that's affordable for me and somewhere where I don't have to pay to get range balls or pay to practice. And I can kind of go out in the afternoons and just get some work in on the course. So golf is pretty expensive down here. It's getting worse and
crazy.
Worse. So.
It's crazy. No, I was just crazy. Down there. Yeah. I was just, like I told you, I was offline there when I was just down there, and it's crazy how busy courses are, even in Phoenix, when you know, it's kind of the Mecca of golf, you know, and people are down there in the winter. It's crazy how busy it is. Trevor, I'm curious, what would today's Trevor tell the high school Trevor looking back? You know, do you have things that you wish you knew then, or things that, you know, you wish you had advice on, specifically in golf?
Yeah, I would just say, you know, how important the mental side is. You know, the better you get, I think the more important the mental side is. And it's something that I've really had to work hard on to get better at. You know, you can really hold yourself back if you don't have the right mindset or the right perspective on things. So, you know, the higher you get, the, you know, up the ladder, it's the more important it is. And it can, you know, help you reach your potential or really hold you back from getting your potential. So I would say, you know, keeping your head on straight and managing your emotions and focusing on course management and all that stuff is really important. And, you know, it's something that, you know, I used to be really bad at, you know, and amateur, and even my first couple years of doing this, it can really mess up your head because this game is so hard. And but yeah, I would tell my younger self to focus on that a little bit more. I wish I would have done that a little earlier.
Trevor, how would you describe your game? Are you, you know, a short game guy? Are you, you know, consistent off the tee? Like, what how would you describe yourself for those that haven't seen you play?
I would say I'm a pretty good ball striker. You know, my wedges and my putting could probably use some work, but I have pretty good hands around the greens. But usually when I play well, you know, I'm making putts and stuff, but, you know, consistently I'm pretty good off the tee. I have pretty good length and I'm a pretty good iron player. Kind of those less than full shots are something that, you know, I've been working hard on to get better at, and then just, you know, putting and stuff. So yeah, I would say I'm above average ball striker, above average length, and pretty good hands around the greens, but I could get better at those, you know, 125 and in shots.
Sure. The scoring areas, yeah. Right? Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
For sure. Are you a guy, you said you like to play over practice, you know, you'll still practice, but are you pretty much playing, do you play like casual rounds very much? I'm always curious about that, especially guys that are professional. Do you get out and just kind of, you know, kind of release and just play to play? Or are you more of, hey, I'm playing with a purpose all the time?
A little bit of both.
Okay.
You know, I think it's good to, you know, get some competition in. You know, there's quite a few other guys in my position. There's a handful of guys that are members at the club I'm a member at too. And we're trying to, you know, get some money games going and get some mm-hmm. pressure going.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's important. But, you know, at the same time, like, you don't want to take it too serious all the time. You know, I think that's important too, just to play casual and just kind of practice out there and not really care about what you shoot too, and just kind of work on some things. So it's probably a mix of both.
Trevor, do you travel with some guys, or do you kind of do your own thing, or what's that look like, especially kind of in the situation you're in?
Yeah, I travel with some guys probably okay. a little over half the time. There's usually tournaments that I know people there, and we'll share a hotel or something. But yeah, it's probably about 3/4 of the time I'm traveling with people, but sometimes I just go by myself.
Well, I guess winter months up here north where we're used to, are you pretty much just going to be playing down in, you know, Arizona type mini tour stuff, or what's your schedule look like, I guess, in the next, you know, month or two or so?
Yeah, so I'm going to do the waste management qualifier down here this week. And then after that, I don't really have anything. I'm just caddying mostly and trying to save up some money so I can play in the summertime. Probably April, May is when I'll start playing a little bit more tournaments.
Okay.
We'll see. I might go to Canada Q School. But yeah, this time of year, it's kind of my off season. So I'm just working on my game and trying to
save some money.
Yeah. So
I get it.
It's just kind of a grind. So
you bet. Trying to time management, I'm sure, is important too, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you spend a lot of the days are pretty short this time of year, so mm-hmm. daylight hours. So if I'm caddying out there, I'm spending daylight hours out there. So I gotta be creative of, you know, how I get my practice in. So, but just doing the best one I got.
Yeah, exactly. You mentioned that you caddy at a club. When you're out playing, do you have somebody that caddies for you, you know, pretty much all the time, or are you kind of picking up somebody, you know, depending on where you're going, or what's that look like for you?
No, I usually don't have a caddy.
Okay.
Usually I'm just carrying my own clubs or pushing my own clubs.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So most people don't have a caddy at the level I'm at, but yeah, so it's usually just me.
Well, and I know that's that's another thing that adds, you know, as another expense. And when you're trying to, you know,
right.
get from tournament to tournament, I get it. So I was just curious how that works.
Yeah. Yeah.
Trevor, I won't keep you any longer. I appreciate you coming on the podcast. I look forward to kind of keeping an eye on you and wish you nothing but the best this year and going forward. So good luck out there and go get them.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
All right. Take care.
All right. You too. Bye.